Okay, this is the Jasmine brand, and I have on me with the line Vincent Peters. Vincent, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me. I know that you've been in the news lately because of the lawsuit against Kanye West. And I just wanted to ask you, obviously there's some restrictions of what you can share and what you can't share, but I just wanted to first, for people that aren't familiar with you, to give folks, if you can give folks a little bit of your background on who you are and what you do and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I started out, I actually went to college in New York and ended up working with like a couple artists, Joel Santana, Cameron. After college, I ended up moving to Chicago, ended up linking up with some of Kanye's people that were in good music. I wrote a couple songs, gave them some songs. We were trying to put together a project on Interscope. That never came into fruition. After that, I moved back out east, where right now I'm running a fashion label and have a consulting and technology company. Right now, our main project, we're working with the designer Stevie Boy. I just did the cover of Vogue Japan, Vogue Italy, Anadella Della Russo, the editor of Vogue Japan, loves us. She actually just evaluated one of Stevie Boy's pair of shades at 3.9 million yen, which is like $51,000. So we're getting ready to launch his line in stores across the country. And right now I'm just dealing with Kanye.
Okay. Thank you. That's quite extensive. So it's clear that you do have background in music and fashion and IT and that sort of thing. In terms of the song that's in question, Stronger, when did you write the lyrics to, and what was your version of the song called?
Stronger.
Oh, okay. So, okay, you all have this exact same title of the song. When did you write your song?
My song was written in summer 2006.
Okay.
It was a little bit different feel, but the overall concept was pretty much the same. And I gave it to John Monopoly, and everybody from Good Music at that time, John Monopoly was the president of Good Music when they had the imprint at Sony. And everybody at Good Music had to, you know, give a yay or nay on the project, and that was one of the songs.
Now, what inspired you to write your version of Stronger?
Well, actually, one of my buddies, I went to the United States Military Academy at West Point. His father actually hooked me up with the congressman and gave me my recommendation to West Point. And he was actually in Chicago at the time studying for law school, and I just remember the real strong connection that he had with his father. His father actually passed my senior year in high school. So just like being around him that whole summer while he was up studying for the bar, the whole situation, his father passed in while he was in college, and like some of the things his father had did for me and helped me get my nomination, like that's what really inspired it. Like the whole situation made us stronger as individuals, you know, even at such an early age. His father really showed us, opened us up to the game and politics and big money, and like took my father under his wing and help mentor him. So just like that whole situation was like, you know, it didn't kill us, you know, it was a sad situation, but at the same time it just made us stronger, like to deal with the current situations we were going through at that now as older adults or young adults.
Okay. So how did you actually meet Mr. Monopoly, Kanye's manager?
Oh wow. At one point I was working with a gentleman by the name of Kevin Shine. He's actually credited in the graduation CD. But Kevin Shine was A&R. He actually works with Wayne Williams at Jive, I believe. Now, that's where he's like a special consultant to Wayne Williams. But when I came to Chicago, he took me around and introduced me to a lot of people. And I ended up meeting some people, I think somebody by the name of Deanna Beals, who worked with Lupe. And at that time, Lupe was working with Kanye's group. And Deanna hooked me up with John Monopoly, the executive assistant, who was pretty much running the show. as far as like setting up meetings and identifying new artists, and just went from there. She hooked us up, did her music, went over to his crib, played some tracks, and then that started the relationship.
Okay. And so, you at what point did you play or you share your stronger track with Mr. Monopoly?
It was actually, I actually played the song at his crib. So what happened is, and a lot of people who do music know how it is. You'll send emails back and forth, and whoever is making the decision, like, let me listen to the music, see if this kid, you know, or this person is even worth meeting with. And if they are, you know, worth meeting with and their stories check out, then you have a second meeting, then you play the music on speakers and, you know, see the face-to-face reaction and get to check you out, see what you're about in person. And it started an email. We sent the song through email and then played it again for him at his house. We left the CDs over there.
Okay, so you sent the song via email and you played it over his house?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And so at what point did you sort of suspect that Kanye had stole or was inspired by your stronger lyrics?
Well, I actually heard the song on Mark Ronson. Kanye actually played the initial song on Mark Ronson's show over in the United Kingdom, and the song wasn't done. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, similar concept, this, that, and the other. But at that point, it wasn't clear if it was mixtape or what. So, I mean, if somebody takes your concept and puts it on a mixtape, you're just out of luck. I mean, they can take your beat, they can take your lyrics, they can take whatever, put it on a mixtape, and it's hard to show a correlation from a mixtape to how much money an artist actually made, so it's like whatever, it's a wash. And the price of litigation for something like that, it's not even worth it. So at that point, I didn't know if it was mixtape or if it was actually on the album. Then they actually made the album. Then a bunch of my friends started calling me, like, hey, Kanye, use your song, how much money did you get? I'm like, what are you talking about? So then I actually heard it, like, when they actually pushed it out of the single, and I was like, wow, he really got me. He really got me on this whole situation. So at that point, I was still young in the game as far as, like, the money game. And you can't just sue Black Eyed Peas, you just can't sue a Madonna, you can't sue a Kanye West. You have to have a rock-solid case and then, you know, six figures of money to burn.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's a fallacy in a lot of people's thinking is, hey, you know, this person stole my stuff, I'm just going to sue them. Okay, well, you have to have a lawyer with that expertise to be able to litigate, with the resources to serve the record label, to serve the artist, to serve the publishing company, to serve Sean Carter. I mean, it's a huge process. And that's, I think, a piece that a lot of people don't see. You just don't sue somebody like Kanye West and not the People's Court where, you know, you're going to court, show your receipts, and then get a decision in 30 minutes.
Before you decided to sue, did you sort of attempt to reach out to his people at all?
Yes, I actually sent a couple emails to the head litigator at Universal as well as Kanye West's counsel, and they pretty much gave me the runaround for about 6 months, a year. And, I mean, at that point, honestly, I didn't have the funds or the backing to actually pull up, you know, to actually pursue litigation. So at that point, I was just trying to see if I could resolve it under the radar. I mean, it's not really cool to sue somebody. It's like, okay, yeah, you may be on blogs or people may be talking about you at the same time. It's like, hey, I got other stuff that I'm trying to do that I really, you know, that this is not a good look for.
Okay. Well, why do you think the case was dismissed earlier this year?
The original case was dismissed earlier this year because, as the judge put it, the pleading, we didn't correctly plead our case. So there were some adjustments that were made to the initial case, and then the case was refiled on appeal. So, I mean, that was, it, It's like you can have all the emails, you can have same song, you have this, but you have to have money, your case has to be right. This is like a huge process. It's not like you can just wake up and like, hey, you know, I'm going to file this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to get my money back, because it just doesn't happen like that.
Right, and I think that the average person like myself will, you know, is not familiar with litigation, is not familiar with music besides, you know, the basics of how it works and how you sort of make it and how it's produced and leaked and bought, that sort of thing. So that's interesting. So have you had any interaction with Kanye at all? Like, one-on-one, have you all ever met?
No. We had a settlement conference, I want to say 3 months ago, or whenever, the day he recorded the Otis video with Jay-Z out in L.A., we had a settlement conference on that day. All the parties were on the phone, and at that point, we were way far apart as far as to what we wanted to come away with. What they offered wasn't, to me, it was essentially chump change, so I was like, no, you know, at this case, I'd rather, you know, continue with the appeal. And, you know, if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. I mean, that's the one thing that this whole situation has taught me is you definitely got to pay the cost to be the boss, either way you go about it.
So you all did attempt to settle out of court initially?
Right. Well, no, not initially. After we refiled the case.
Okay, so not initially, but you all, at one point, you all did try to settle out of court.
Right.
Are you gonna, can you share what they offered?
No, I can't.
Okay. Thought I'd ask. So what is your response to, and I can't even pronounce this German philosopher's name. Can you pronounce it for me?
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Okay, Friedrich Nietzsche. What is your response that the lyrics, you know, both his stronger lyrics and song is inspired by this German philosopher?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get into it without really being biased.
Okay.
There are a lot of, a lot of rappers who, for a lack of a better description, try to give off a certain image, where, like, they're way smarter than they really are, or they're way more cultured than they really are. So, at some point, I think Kanye is definitely one of those people. I think I sent you the picture where he actually spelled Van Gogh's name incorrectly.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so, I mean, it's like, if you can't spell something as simple as Van Gogh, I mean, why would you be familiar with a German philosopher who lived, you know, 2-3 centuries ago, and honestly, you know, my inspiration wasn't necessarily Nietzsche, but his is, and I mean, is he familiar that Nietzsche also, you know, laid the basis for a lot of the Nazi movement in World War II? So he was one of the philosophers that Hitler looked at to build his agenda for the Nazi Party. So, I mean, if Kanye is cool with that, I mean, art, that's where he gets his inspiration from.
Okay. Well, this is currently still going on, so I would obviously like to ask you this sort of question later on, but since I'm speaking to you now, what do you think thus far has been your biggest learning lesson in terms of this entire situation?
The biggest lesson that I learned is, I think we hear a lot about, I guess, the informal network that some people may call the Illuminati, or the network of people who have money, who make things go a certain way. And, I mean, you see stuff in people's videos, and they try to use certain symbols. And that network and those type of people are very real, but at the end of the day, I mean, I think that's really just my biggest lesson. Like, you know, people think they have stuff going on, or, you know, they're about to make it to the next level, and people don't even realize what the next level is. So essentially, to take on somebody who has that type of backing, you yourself have to establish that type of backing. So you are essentially on similar levels, because if you are on similar levels, I mean, you know, I in my research, we found somebody who Kanye took a song from word for word, but because they had no backing, it was like, you know, the case went past the statute of limitations and he just took the song.
Okay. So you're saying basically that this isn't Kanye's first time allegedly stealing or borrowing or being inspired by someone, another artist's lyrics?
Oh, no. That's well known. That's well known in Chicago. He's inspired by a lot of music artists. But just the whole backing was like, you. Like, when I initially saw the bugs, when I first sued, it was like, you know, why did you wait this long? And it's like, I mean, you have no idea. Like, you gotta lawyer up at 50, 60 G's right away just to put a lawyer on retain.
Oh, okay. 60 G's?
So it's like, so, I mean, ooh, if you got 60 G's in general, let me hold it real quick so I can lawyer up.
Right, okay. If you had an opportunity to speak to Kanye, you know, off the record or on the record, I mean, because you've never had a one-on-one conversation with him, what would you say to him?
You know, honestly, I just want my money, pretty much.
Right, okay. Is there anything that I haven't asked or that you'd like to share before we wrap it up?
No, that's pretty much it. Thank you for your time.
Oh, last question. What are the next steps? When will there be another update on the case or that sort of thing?
I think we have to file something the 19th of this month, around or the 19th, and at that point, the court will have everything it needs, and then my lawyers and his lawyers have to go in, and they have to make oral arguments in front of the judges, and then it's decided from that.
Okay. Okay, well, good luck. I really appreciate you taking the time to share and open up about the situation. I know it's something sensitive and it's been going on for a minute, so I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, Vincent.
All right, take care.
Okay.